This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. I am Cecily, and this week we're going to be wrapping up the Sensual World season. We're coming down to the last song. This is the last collaboration that we're going to be talking about for this season, and we're ending it in 1990 with a song that was released on an album by an English singer-songwriter who Kate Bush has been a champion of for quite a few years at this point, and we'll get to talk about her history with this artist, as well as a little bit of this song. We're talking about the song Once from Roy Harper's album, also called Once.
The dance of love, we dance just once in unique
So welcome, everybody, to the last episode of the Sensual World season. I can hardly believe I've already done six seasons of this show, and we still got a couple albums to go, of course. But this is the last one for the Sensual World season. So we're going to be wrapping it up this week. And I'm a little bit sad to be leaving this era behind, but I'm also happy to keep going with talking about more Kate for the Red Shoes and beyond. And we're going to be wrapping it up with the last collaboration for this season. So this was a song. We're going to be talking about a song that Kate Bush did with Roy Harper, released in 1990 on the album of the same name called Once. And we're going to be talking a lot about her history with this artist. His name has appeared a few other times throughout the show. And so we're going to kind of tie it all back to that and just kind of Kate's story with championing other artists that she really enjoys. So first of all, Roy Harper, we've mentioned the name before. I am also aware that there's some darker history with Roy Harper, but I'm not going to get into that on this episode because I'm here to talk about how his music relates to hers and where it fits into her canon and everything. So we're not going to be talking about Roy Harper, the person. We're just talking about him as a musician and how he relates to our lovely Kate Bush. So Roy Harper, he was born June 12th, 1941. He is an English folk rock singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He has released 32 albums, including 10 live albums across his 50-year career. As a musician, Harper is known for his distinctive fingerstyle playing and lengthy lyrical complex compositions, reflecting his love of jazz and the poet John Keats. His influence has been acknowledged by Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, Pete Townsend, Kate Bush, Pink Floyd, and Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, who said that Harper was his, quote, primary influence as an acoustic disc guitarist and a songwriter. Now, when we're talking about, I'm more of a pianist than a guitar player myself. This is Cecily inserting here. But it's when they're talking about fingerstyle, it's talking about a particular way of finger picking. So most times when people play guitar, they usually strum it. But finger picking is where you're picking the strings one by one. Like you're doing the notes and everything on the fret on your other hand, and you're plucking each string. So that's kind of what they're talking about. And I'm more of a pianist than a guitarist, but I'm trying to get back into guitar. And that's kind of the style that I would rather go for. It just makes it a little more interesting. And let's see. Neil McCormick of the Daily Telegraph described him as, quote, one of Britain's most complex and eloquent lyricists and genuinely original songwriters, quote, much admired by his peers. Across the Atlantic, his influence has been acknowledged by Seattle-based acoustic band Fleet Foxes. Immediately, I'm starting to get like White Winter Hymnal in my head, which, by the way, if you've never heard it before, here's a clip.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats with scars of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red.
American musician and producer Jonathan Wilson and Californian harpist Joanna Newsom, with whom he has toured. And I've mentioned Joanna Newsom a couple times before, especially in the episode about Another Day, because the two of them sang a version of that song that's live. And actually, you can hear it here.
The sun is gone, another day. She offers me Tibetan tea on a flower tray. She said that all she wants to score, she dearly needs to say.
I loved you a long time ago, you know, where the winds of forget-me-nots blow. But I just couldn't let myself go.
And in 2005, Harper was awarded the Mojo Hero Award, and in 2013, a Lifetime Achievement Award at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. His most recent album, Man and Myth, was released in 2013. In 2016, Harper celebrated his 75th birthday by performing concerts in Clonakilty, Birmingham, Manchester, London, and Edinburgh. So that's a little bit about Roy Harper, kind of as him as a musician and getting an idea of his style. He has, the first time his name came up in the podcast here was in the episode about Another Day, which you can go back and listen to. That was back in the Lionheart season. So that song was originally written by Roy Harper, and Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel sang a version of it for her Christmas special, and they turned it into a duet. Though the original is not a duet, it's just one person singing it. And so that's the first time kind of his music, like her covering his music, comes up. He also sang background vocals on her song Breathing. And back in the Never Forever season, I talked about her contribution to his song You, The Game Part 2, which also featured David Gilmour, who, of course, was the guitarist for Pink Floyd and is the one who helped to discover Kate Bush. So, yeah, his name has kind of popped up here and there. She's sung on his music and she's even covered his songs. And from what I've been able to find of him, he's someone that a lot of people like Kate Bush are like, oh my God, you gotta listen to this guy. but he hasn't had the commercial success that, say, Kate Bush has, for example. In fact, Kate Bush, she, this is not specifically about this song, but more about like how much of a champion that Kate is of his music. Back in the late 70s, she took part in a BBC show where she got to play her favorite songs. And she tended to pick songs that were less mainstream. And one of the songs that she picked was Another Day, which, as I mentioned, she got to cover with Peter Gabriel. And she says the following, that this is kind of the exchange between the interviewer and Kate. The interviewer says, Roy Harper and a song called Another Day. You know, presumably they played the song. Kate, if I were asked to choose a quintessentially English track, I would choose a Roy Harper one, When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. And I'm wondering if you consider him a typically English artist.
When an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a twelfth man at silly mid-on, and it could be Jeff and it could be John with a new ball sting. And it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting in the ale, sting in the ale.
Here's what Kate has to say about him. Yes, I think that's a very good point. I think he's a very English poet. I mean, I think Roy is a poet. I really do. And that one particular song is classic. It's funny you should mention Cricketer Leaves the Crease, because for me, that's the other all-time classic. And it was a matter of choosing between the two for me. This track is incredible. In fact, I asked Roy what he wrote the song about, and he said the whole thing is true. It's a completely true story about a lady he'd met and who he really loved, and he was after her. And she kept putting her nose in the air and running away from him. Then he met her a few years later and suddenly realized that she was chasing him. And he saw the irony in the situation and wrote the song about the rooms that they'd have been in together. It's a very personal song, and I think that's why it works so strongly. It's a very emotional, intimate song. And then the interviewer says, if I may ask such a crass question after such an intimate song, an artist like yourself has enjoyed success in a commercial sense quite early in her career. How do you relate to an artist like Roy, who has the respect of his peers but who has never really broken through commercially? And here's what she says. She says, I think it's tragic. I really do. One of the main reasons that I've chosen these tracks and the ones from last night is that I'm choosing people deliberately, not like Bowie, Pink Floyd, who are people I love very much. All the big famous artists, I really love a lot of them. I deliberately chose people who I think are very underestimated, who aren't really recognized as the great talent that they are. And for me, Roy is one of the great English songwriters we've had, and people just don't realize it. And I think that is when they do, we're going to have another top songwriter up there. He's brilliant. And that was done in 1980. So as you can see, like, Kate Bush loves Roy Harper's music and is just like, hey, guys, you got to listen to his music. Got to listen to his music. So as far as her contribution on this song, so now going back to the song at hand. So this is the, so far to date, this is the only other song of Roy Harper's that she has sung on. This is the title track from his album Once, which was released in 1990. So it's that interim right after The Sensual World. Maybe she's like promoting it a little bit at this point, but before The Red Shoes. And her contribution comes a little bit later in the track. And so as far as like my kind of my personal thoughts on the song, I like it. I'm going to be honest, I am unfamiliar with a lot of Roy's music beyond what I've listened to for the show. So I know this one, I know this song, I know You, The Game Part 2, and I know Another Day because she covered it. So I'm not as familiar with a lot of his music other than those three songs, but what I can hear of it, I like it. And of course, I love just hearing Kate's voice on anything. And it's just such a nice little, it's such a nice surprise because it's like you don't really expect to hear it. And it's just, oh, hey, wait, there's Kate. Her contribution comes a little bit later in the track, kind of at about the 4:50 mark. And it's a slow grower. Like, in a way, this reminds me a little bit of You, because it's a bit of a slow grow. So like it starts off kind of quiet, and then it builds and builds and builds a little bit. And her contribution comes a little bit later, but like when it does, it's like, oh, hey, it's Kate. And as far as what I can tell of the lyrics, I can see why she would be attached to someone who writes like this. Like, to me, the song is about kind of the fleeting nature of life, that we're only here, well, once. And so we need to try and do the good that we can do. My favorite lyrics are the chorus, where everything kind of explodes a little bit. Here to be done as we do with only one chance. Here for the wonder of the stars. Here for the one and only once. I love that line. Here for the wonder of the stars. It's like, oh, it's just so pretty.
Once. Only once. Here to be done to as we do with only one chance. For the wonder of under the stars, for the one and only once.
Like, I can see why Kate would be attached to someone who writes like this. It's poetic, it's eloquent. And also, it's really musically complex and interesting. This song, if you just listen to it, I'm going into this cold. So, like, I don't know as much about his other music other than Another Day, You, The Game Part 2, and this song. But this one, it has, like, you know, like the different ways. It feels like different sections kind of put together. It's not just, like, verse, chorus. It's very much in her wheelhouse. As far as like the song structure goes, and her, she does these beautiful harmonies. She does harmonies on those lines when he goes back and does what presumably is the chorus toward the end. She does like pretty background vocals where you can really hear her. And
for the wonder of under the sun.
It's a pretty song. It's a pretty song, and I like the message. I like the message, and I like the guitar in it, and it's very pretty, and it's a nice thing to hear her singing on. And I don't have a ton of personal connection to the song itself. Part of why I wanted to go and do this show is to find the tracks like this. Like, oh, hey, wait, I didn't know that she sang on this. Like, you realize that, wow, she's popped up on a lot of people's music. So I don't have a ton of personal connection to the song, but it is beautiful, and I can see why she would be attached to it. I think it's a pretty song for her to be singing on, and I'm glad she got to help out a friend. So with all that said, so that is Once, originally written by Roy Harper for his album Once. And that concludes our season for the Sensual World. So, wow, I can't believe I'm already done with 6 seasons of the show, and we've got a couple more albums to go. So I'm pretty excited. I'm always excited. Always excited to start another album and meet more people and talk about Kate's music and what it means to everybody. So with all that said, I am always looking for people for talking about songs. So if there is a Red Shoes era song that you would like to talk about, you can find me at the following places. You can find me on my social, on Twitter at StrangeKateCast. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. If you don't want to be on an episode, but you want to at least leave a couple thoughts for a Red Shoes era song or even another era song that you want to have added to a future episode, you can call my hotline at 1-757-349-6369. That's 1-757-349-6369. And also, I want to give a big shout out to the Kate Bush subreddit. I just joined it yesterday. It goes to show you how, like, when I record these and when I put out the episodes, I just joined it yesterday. And there's also a Discord server too. So shout out to them on the Kate Bush subreddit. There's actually a link where you can join the Discord and everything. So shout out to them. They've been really, really cool so far. So lots of different ways you can get in contact with me. I also have a Patreon, patreon.com/KateBushPodcast. And I'm going to be putting out some new content in the next few weeks. My goal is to start doing Red Shoes era music in kind of the late summer, early fall. So that gives me a couple of months to get all that ready, because this is going to be coming out in March. I'm recording this in February. This is going to be coming out in March. And through the spring and into the summer, we will be recording some episodes for the Red Shoes. So I'm going to be pretty excited about that. So lots of different ways that you guys can contribute. I love hearing and talking with people. So feel free to hit me up on any of those places, and we'll see about what we can do to get you on a future episode. So with all that said, well, it's time to leave the Sensual World. We're going to be leaving that behind. And I will just make sure to hit me up for any of those other songs you'd like to talk about. And I will see everybody next time. Bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.